This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's presidential debate, Democrat nominee Joe Biden accuses President Trump of bankrupting farmers.
Have not done a thing for them. And Mitch McConnell said, let them go bankrupt. What's the matter with
these
guys?
The bill that was passed in the House was a bailout of badly run, high crime, Democrat, all run by Democrats, cities and states. It was a way of getting a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars to these states. It was also a way of getting a lot of money from our people's pockets to people that come into our country illegally. We were going to take care of everything for them. And what that does, and I'd love to do that, I'd love to help them, but what that does, everybody all over the world will start pouring into our country. We can't do it. This was a way of spending on things that had nothing to do with COVID, as per your question. But it was really a big bailout for badly run Democrat cities and states.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final presidential debate now over and 11 days before the election. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continue to campaign. Trump will travel to Florida this afternoon for a campaign rally at the Villages in Central Florida. That's about 90 minutes north of Orlando. Then the president is expected to cast a ballot in West Palm Beach as part of the Trump the Vote, an effort to encourage early in-person voting among Republicans. Joe Biden traveled home after the debate and will deliver a speech from Wilmington, Delaware. That's where he's been a majority of the week to prepare for the debate. He is expected to speak about his plans to beat coronavirus and get the economy back on track. Vice President Pence will campaign in Ohio and Pennsylvania, two swing states, on Friday. Pence will kick off a day at a rally in Swanton, Ohio, before heading to West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris will travel to Atlanta on Friday, as polls show Biden and Trump neck and neck in Georgia. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Suspected Russian government hackers have targeted dozens of state and local government and aviation computer networks since last month and stole data from at least two servers, two federal agencies said Thursday. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, said in a security alert that while there is no evidence that any election data had been compromised, the attacks may represent some risk to election information housed on government networks. CISA's top official Christopher Krebs said, "Our theory is that there's broad scanning looking for vulnerabilities. It's an opportunistic activity. We don't have any reason to believe they were looking for election infrastructure, election-related information. They just found themselves there." And Russia, he said, isn't alone trying to undermine the U.S. election. Iran is very active. Russia, not so much. The Food and Drug Administration granted approval of remdesivir, an antiviral drug from Gilead Sciences, as a treatment for COVID-19. The drug, sold under the name Veklury, will be used for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Gilead said it's the first coronavirus disease treatment to receive FDA approval. Dr. Barry Zingman, a professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, says The approval of Veklury marks an important milestone in efforts to help address the pandemic by offering an effective treatment that helps patients recover faster and, in turn, helps preserve scarce healthcare resources. USA Radio News.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
You know, Joe Biden said last night, it's all about character. And boy, I'll tell you, that was a bold statement on his part, because as soon as you make that statement, then people start looking into said characteristics of character that maybe you demonstrated or fell short gladly. But maybe Joe thinks because he went to the confessional and confessed his sins that everybody else is going to forget all the character flaws, and he could tilt and still somehow try to convince America that he represents character. Dr. John Zemerich, the senior editor of Stream.org, joins us now. Oh, what a night last night, huh?
Oh, my gosh, Bill. That was a marvelous thing to watch. Joe Biden was kind of just disintegrating before our eyes. We could see that this is someone who doesn't have a center. You know, he's just been cobbled together candidates. He had favors owed to one interest group and foreign bribes taken from this foreign country or company. And it was so good to see the president being more restrained. The first debate where the president was frustrated and understandably angry, because you know the format's always biased and the media's all against him, and he's swimming upstream and he gets frustrated, and you know, up to a point that expresses our anger, but it doesn't help him with undecided voters.
Exactly. Well, the moderator last night did such an effective job. Even Chris Wallace was jealous of how well she conducted that that debate. And you know, as you and I talked about it before, you know, moderators are like officials in the game in an athletic contest. They're there just to make sure the playing field is level for the most part. And once they start interjecting themselves and become part of the game, then, they're wearing the wrong jersey. But last night's moderator, I thought for the most part, because even my wife and I had made a comment about halfway through that, there's a couple things that I thought that she interjected on unfairly. But that, for the most part, I mean, compared to Chris Wallace, it was night and day.
Yeah, I mean, she asked Trump follow-up questions like 40 times and Joe Biden like twice. So, you know. But given the previous debates and the town hall and things, you know, she did a lot better. And it's oddly the new system with the mics they can turn off actually prevented Trump from interrupting Biden, so it let Biden hang himself, which is
exactly
it was great. Which, you know, he said he was forced to admit he's going to phase out all fossil fuels, replace with renewables. That's exactly what they're doing in Germany,
yeah.
And their energy prices have gone through the roof.
John, when he first said 2025, I said, did he make a mistake there? How are you going to do that in, what, 4.5, 5 years? How are you going to make that happen?
Exactly. He can't get his son into rehab in that time, much less entirely eliminate the fuel we've been using since, you know, the 18th century.
And the dollar amount that he's quoting, I mean, and Donald Trump was more right. I mean, they did analysis before when AOC presented this, that this is a $100 trillion project to go green. And and Biden somehow is coming up with some, I mean, you talk about some magic stick that Barack Obama referenced, but, you know, I got to tell you, the magic sticks that Barack Obama and Biden used for 8 years clearly was, you know, have come up empty on behalf of the American people time and again. And that's what Donald Trump said. Look at you. You are a veteran politician. You're all talk and you deliver zip.
That's right. If you're so great, why didn't you do it during your 8 years in power? And that was a brilliant trap because that got Biden to actually slam Obama. And more than once he said, I was just vice president, man. Wait till I'm president. Because he's really going to outperform Obama.
Yes, right.
You know, between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. every day before he goes back to bed, he's going to outperform.
Well, you know, with the lid on him, what happens when that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call comes and the lid's on Joe Biden's presidency? What happens? Who answers that call?
Right. Well, that's why Kamala Harris looks like a hungry cat at the bird store, you know.
Exactly.
She's just cackling. Like she can already taste the feathers in her mouth. And she is, of course, a sociopathic monster. So it's quite the pair that they put up there.
Yeah. Well, exactly, because look at Joe Biden's history. I mean, you know, again, he brings up the word character, then everybody starts looking, oh, that's right, he did lie about this. Oh, he wasn't honest about his, where he graduated in law school, that he was at the tail end, not in the middle. And, you know, one thing after another, I mean, he's plagiarized statements. I mean, even to the point that even his campaign and you listen to the things that he supposedly is going to offer, has got, so wait a minute, you're offering what we're already doing. You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and he lied about calling the president's travel ban xenophobic. I would have liked the moderator to ask about Hunter Biden's business connections to China and Ukraine and Russia, and whether or not he shares part of those ill-gotten gains with Joe Biden. But Trump did a good job of raising it and forcing it into the debate so that it'll be reported on. And I think what people need to realize is that Biden was always an embarrassing mediocre hack, even in his prime.
Yes.
Even in his prime, he was somebody you cringe. Oh, my gosh, Biden. Like when Obama picked him, I burst out laughing. Like, what? He picked Biden?
Yes.
For God's sake, why? Mm-hmm. And I guess he's like, you know, Rod Blagojevich, you know, the guy from Illinois.
Oh,
he was kind of,
Blagojevich?
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like Blagojevich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a comical character, bloviating and plagiarizing and, you know, constantly shooting himself in the foot.
Well, and to your point, I mean, he was a joke. He was a punchline on Saturday Night Live and other, you know, comedians. You know, they didn't
the
take
Onion,
him seriously.
The Onion magazine.
Right.
The Onion magazine really caught him more accurately than most people when they portrayed him as like some thuggish blue collar guy shining his Camaro in the White House driveway and whistling the cat and girl.
Well, John's America, number one takeaway last night, what was it for you?
That Trump's going to win. We're going to get out there and we're going to make sure that happens, but definitely seemed like he won the night.
Boy, there was a clear delineation between the two. That's what definitely came out. And I believe that the president sealed the deal for himself last night. We're talking with Dr. John Zemerek. Our conversation will continue. We're going to get into that Bobulinski bombshell that started out the evening, too. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, supporters of Donald Trump were really proud of the president last night. Didn't come in as hot as he did in debate number one. this format, you know, calm things down just a little bit. And as many of the pundits are saying, Dr. John Zemeric, is that the process and Donald Trump allowed Joe Biden to pretty much hang himself. I mean, when you sit there and look in contrast, 47 years of service to the country and Donald Trump's statement that you're the typical politician where you're all talk, no action versus an outsider who's come in and in 47 months has done an incredible job by comparison, you know, of promises made, promises kept versus a do-nothing Congress or a representative of the people as a senator and as a vice president.
Right. I mean, it's clear that for Biden, working for the government was a business, like somebody who gets a job, you know, with a labor union hoping to get rich rather than being focused on the interests of the actual employees. I mean, how did Biden have these palatial homes on a government salary? Why were both his brothers making massive payments from huge foreign corporations? Why was his poor addict son, that's the poor addled creature that is Hunter, why was he receiving mysterious huge payments from foreign companies and introducing his father to bureaucrats from those companies and from corrupt foreign governments like that of communist China? I mean, Biden can't defend his actual behavior in office. So all he can do is try to buy votes from the left by promising to amnesty 15 million people when he comes into office, promising more goodies from the government, more infinite spending on green energy, or following the radical left on abortion, you know, abortion on demand through birth and after birth.
Exactly.
We're going to force the little sisters of the poor to give out abortion pills. We're going to let 8-year-old kids decide that they're transitioning to become the opposite sex. So, I mean, because Biden has no moral center and no actual political ideology, he just follows the money the way my beagle follows the scent of a squirrel. And that's why he's been all over the map. He used to be a moderate Democrat. He used to be friends with all the white segregationists in the Senate. Up until 2 years ago, he was talking about how wonderful Senator John Eastman was. Senator John Eastman was a segregationist who talked about black people being genetically inferior to white people in every way. Joe Biden was praising him. He was praising Harry Byrd, the former Klansman. But he had the nerve to perpetuate the Charlottesville fine people hoax against Trump in the first debate. I can see why Trump got mad, but that was falling into a trap. Getting mad at Joe Biden is like getting mad at your old car and kicking it and beating it with a bat. It doesn't do any good. Joe Biden is like, he's like a collection of debris from all the dysfunction of our political system. He just sort of collected this policy or that idea, whatever would help him make money for what Trump is, I think, aptly calling the Biden crime family.
Well, you know, and I think that's one of the things that is anathema to any political person is to be associated with corruption. And Donald Trump, I believe, successfully pinned that over, you know, with a little bit of help. I mean, you know, Peter Schweitzer has had this for over 3 years. Okay. And now all this stuff is starting to come around. The former Navy Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski comes in with this bombshell of three cell phones, direct conversation with the quote unquote big guy, and what the rules of play were going to be and the compensation and the whole deal. And here he is. He's the CEO of this company that, you know, was all in, you know, all involved with the Biden family. I mean, this is a bombshell.
Yeah, I mean, they keep pulling and pulling the strings and pulling the strings. Who knows what's going to unravel? I think Biden's scared now. If he's not elected president, he'll end up in jail. It would be a nice thing for Donald Trump to offer him a pardon sometime before Election Day.
That, yeah, we can, I can only imagine how that would play out. John, I want to talk another thing that was quite upsetting for, boy, I'll tell you, the reverberations on this have echoed tremendously, and you wrote about it at stream.org regarding the Pope's, you know, position on unions.
On civil unions.
Go ahead.
Pope Francis, I think, is just flowing with the culture. He has never been someone to stand against the culture, to stand against the popular opinion in fashionable secular circles. He's always been someone who follows the trends rather than bucking them and sort of tries to please the rich and the powerful. And he can see that the rich and the powerful in the West are friendly to homosexuality, to environmentalism, to open borders, to globalist government, and he's perfectly happy to give those people what they want and make the Catholic Church like the chaplain for the United Nations and Planned Parenthood and George Soros.
Right.
He's perfectly willing to do that. I don't think he's actually a man of any religious faith. I think he's, you know, an agnostic or a pantheist who was very good at rising to power in the particular institution that was the Argentinian Church and the post-conciliar Catholic Church in Latin America. There's a great book, The Dictator Pope,
yes,
Henry Steyer, that just analyzes his character as that of a cynical, amoral politician without much of a conscience.
Well, you talk about having a moral center, and it's interesting that you bring this up because we've been looking. I had an extensive conversation with the researcher and analyst George Barna. What George Barna is predicting on the other side of COVID-19, John, I think you might find this interesting, that churches are going to lose about a third of its followers. And the reason being is exactly what you just said, because they're not perceiving this moral centeredness, this absolute, you know, aspect and preaching of God's word, and that God did say exactly what he said, and that because the churches have abandoned, you know, God's word and God's laws to fit into, you know, having Christianity your way and the contemporary culture, that they're going to lose their people.
Right. I mean, our own Catholic Church, you know, here in Texas, it's virtually impossible for me to go to Mass because I have to sign up in advance and they're on 1/5 capacity and there aren't enough slots. And, you know, you have to compete for a slot to get to Mass, but it's not required. They don't seem to think it's very important, and they're getting PPE loans from the government. And it's all very blasé attitude, as if Christianity were like some hobby that obviously is inessential, so we're willing to suspend it for the duration of the pandemic as long as the government compensates us for our financial losses.
Exactly.
But, you know, people are losing the habit of going to church every Sunday. I had never missed Mass in my life on a Sunday unless I was sick until this thing. And now it's going to be, you know, I'm going to get back in the habit. It's a strange, strange thing.
Yeah, well, Mass Online has helped a little bit, but where I live, John, I'm able to get to Mass every Saturday evening. That works out. I've been fortunate in that way. But this was something that I think came out in clear contrast between Donald Trump and Biden in terms of the policies about how to deal with COVID. You know, Donald Trump was leading the charge for freedom in the midst of COVID, and Biden is saying, hey, more lockdowns to come, right?
That's right. He wants to amplify the impact of this Chinese bioterror attack on our economy and on our country. It's as if on September 12, 2001, Al Gore were running around blowing up buildings and shooting down planes.
Well, we got to leave it there. More from John Zemarek in weeks to come. Thank you, Dr. John.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs. and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event. You'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
we're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas. Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's presidential debate, Democrat nominee Joe Biden accuses President Trump of bankrupting farmers.
Have not done a thing for them. And Mitch McConnell said, let them go bankrupt. What's the matter with
this guy? The bill that was passed in the House was a bailout of badly run, high crime, Democrat, all run by Democrats, cities and states. It was a way of getting a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars to these states. It was also a way of getting a lot of money from our people's pockets to people that come into our country illegally. We were going to take care of everything for them. And what that does, and I'd love to do that, I'd love to help them, but what that does, everybody all over the world will start pouring into our country. We can't do it. This was a way of spending on things that had nothing to do with COVID, as per your question. But it was really a big bailout for badly run Democrat cities and states.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Judge, let's try to answer some of Senator Harris's accusations. Are you a racist?
I am not a racist, Senator Kennedy.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
Do you support, in all cases, corporations over working people?
I do not, and I think if you look at my record, you will see cases in which I have decided in favor of plaintiffs, not corporations.
Are you against clean air, bright water, and environmental justice?
I am not against any of those things. Those are policies that the Congress has pursued in many statutes, and I think we all reap the benefits of when those statutes work.
Do you support science?
I do, and I help my children with their homework when they're trying to learn it.
You're sure of that?
I am sure. I believe in science, and I support science.
Do you support children and prosperity?
I support children, 7 of my own, and then obviously think children are our future. Support children, and yes, I support prosperity.
Do you hate little warm puppies?
I do not hate little warm puppies.
Okay, I just want to get all that clear. See, we did that in about 2 minutes.
I think that my daughter Juliet, who's 10, would want me to put in a plug right now to say I do not hate chinchillas, because we don't have a puppy in the Barrett house, but we do have a very fluffy chinchilla, and so I don't hate chinchillas either.
Duly noted.
Just a little reminder of, you know, a little bit of the highlights of Amy Coney Barrett and the process that she went through. Of course, the more pleasant side of what she went through in her confirmation process in the Judiciary Committee. And, of course, she's so preeminently qualified that all the Democrats could do is not show up for the final vote. So it was 12-0. They didn't want to participate. In the questioning, but didn't want to participate in the vote. She now goes to the full Senate, and Mitch McConnell is saying she will be confirmed on Monday. Rick Gates is our next guest. Rose through the 2016 Trump campaign, finally becoming deputy campaign chairman. He was also on the President-elect's inaugural committee and co-founder of America's First Policies Super PAC for President Trump. He's the author of the new book, Wicked Game, an Insider Story on How Trump Won, Mueller Failed, and America Lost. And he's also working with 20 Days to Save the USA. Rick Gates, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about last night. Boy, I'll tell you, the president, we knew he would come back stronger. He presented himself in such a way that I believe that he allowed America to see the clear delineation between he and the policies of Joe Biden.
Absolutely. I thought this was the president's best debate, including those from 2016. I thought he was substantive. He was measured, yet he attacked Biden on the things that he felt he needed to. And it came across, I think, very much a positive overall for him. He's going to be able to go out on the campaign trail, get back to his rallies, and really use the debate kind of as a launching pad to say, see, this is the stark contrast between me and Joe Biden. Which path do you want to take America over the next 4 years?
Rick, my thought was after last night is how many of the people have already voted early, maybe regretting their vote?
No question. I mean, the one thing that the Republican Party and the Trump campaign did really well in 2016 was work on getting Republicans registered, early votes in, mail-in ballots, whatever it was. And that's something traditionally the Republican Party hasn't been very strong at. And it was very important to do because it helped us win North Carolina and Florida in 2016. Those early votes are extremely important. The flip side of that is exactly what you mentioned. As more Biden information comes out, as more evidence comes out of the corrupt scheme that he and his son were a part of, how many people are going to wonder or say, man, I wish I could take my vote back? Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate, but at the same time, that's why it's so important that we get every Republican out to vote, because it is going to be, a historic election in that sense in terms of voter turnout.
Senator Chris Coons, who I always find his comments provocative and interesting, of course, was upset because, you know, all this stuff is coming out 12 days before the election. And I'm going, Senator, you know, Peter Schweitzer had this out, you know, over what, just about 3 years ago about the corrupt Biden family and what the things that they were doing. I mean, this has been in the bloodstream of the body politic for quite a while. The mainstream media has just not wanted to report on it. But that's just something that's so annoying about the truth, Rick. And that is that it always finds a way to come to the top, doesn't it, eventually?
Yeah, as they say, the truth, will find its way out. William Shakespeare said that many, many decades ago, hundreds of years ago. But what I think is most disturbing about it, Bill, is the fact that, yes, there are pieces of information that we now have. And this is exactly, I liken it to the Mueller probe, because, you know, 3 years ago in 2017 when they started the probe, that's a lot different, and we know a lot more today about the attempts to take down the president, the tactics that they used, and just kind of all of the shenanigans that the individuals within the Department of Justice and FBI used. And I liken this to that as well. There is there was an opportunity to have a lot of this information out earlier. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to put it out. The FBI has had, you know, apparently Hunter Biden's hard drive since December of 2019.
Exactly.
That's very interesting. I mean, the more that we learn, the more that you can see, this is exactly what President Trump came to Washington to do, is expose the corruptness inside our government from people that have been in office or power for too long. Joe Biden's been there for 47 years. So, yeah, do you think he doesn't have friends up on the Senate, you know, that are going to try to protect him, particularly now that he's a Democratic candidate? Absolutely. And this is what is sad about this, and I think it's unfortunate for America overall.
Well, Rick, the fact that the guy can put a lid on his campaign, you know, for 3.5 days, all under the guise of preparing for a debate or whatever. I mean, the lid's on the campaign by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump all over the country, crisscrossing nonstop like the Energizer Bunny, you know, presenting his case to the American people. And, you know, by contrast, you're thinking, well, what happens at that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call? When that phone is ringing, is Joe even awake? Is somebody going to be able to wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning to answer that call?
Yeah, look, I thought it was interesting. You know, apart from the substance side of the debate, I was kind of looking at, you know, Joe Biden's health, his mental capacity, you know, as the debate continued, because obviously one of the observations from the first debate is that Biden started slipping. But, you know, because the president was going after him on a variety of issues, a lot of people felt that, you know, President Trump actually helped Joe Biden recover. Yeah. And I watched this time and it was very interesting. Sure enough, just after, you know, the hour mark into the debate, you know, he started slipping. He couldn't remember, you know, Giuliani's last name. He called Proud Boys poor boys. I mean,
yes,
little instances of where I think if the debate had gone on for another half hour, I'm not sure he would have been able to hold it together completely. And I thought the telling thing was, you know, I don't know if many people saw this, but I mean, they actually have Biden on camera, like holding up his watch, you know.
I was going to ask you if you saw that. Yes.
Yeah. I see. And again, this is one of those things. Obviously, it doesn't have a lot to do with policy substance, but this is the other thing that you look for in these types of debates. You look for body language. You look at, you know, tone. What is he doing? How is he approaching it? I thought he looked frail compared to the first one. I'm speculating here, but I think because of the his son's, you know, alleged scandals, I think that's taken a toll on how they've dealt with it. And there's no question it took all 5 days, you know, for them to prep. And I don't know if anybody caught this either, but a lot of the talking points Biden used were exactly the talking points from the first debate.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that was interesting.
I kept looking for a wire, Rick. I just kept thinking, okay, is there a wire there or not? But you're exactly right. And, you know, little telltale signs like that are the things that affect people's perception. They may not be able to direct, you know, you and I, this is what we live for. We watch and appreciate all these nuances. But the everyday citizen, you know, when you ask them their opinion, they may not be able to elicit, oh, I saw him look at his watch. Well, he called them the poor boys. They weren't the poor boys, you know. I mean, it's, you know, they would miss that because that's not what they do for a living. This is what you and I do, so we catch it. But yet they'll tell you there's something not right. That's what they'll tell you.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it is the deputy campaign chairman for Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Rick Gates is with us, an author of the new book, Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost. Rick, being around the president during this period of time, and we heard this from Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie as well, is he's just, I mean, at 74 years old, he's nonstop. I mean, he's a ball of energy. I mean, he just comes off of, you know, dealing with COVID, and it's like maybe he got slowed down for a couple of days, but I think because they probably had to tie him to his chair and say, you're not going anywhere. You're under quarantine. But he was, as they say, biting at the bit, you know, to come out and re-engage with the American people and voters, right?
Absolutely. When we first started working on the campaign, you know, we were still going through the primaries, and we had a number of instances where we had initially started trying to, you know, do a couple of rallies, but then also do some, you know, meetings with donors and other events, small groups. And at the end of the day, he just wants to be out with the people. He wants to be able to communicate directly. And so we learned very quickly, and you can't fight him on this, obviously, is that you just got to get him out and let him do his rallies. I mean, he draws energy from them. The people draw energy from him. And it is his, you know, one of his signature opportunities to communicate directly with the people. And, you know, I would say about the rallies, you know, Bill, there's two important things. You know, people always ask me, like, I don't understand why, you know, President Trump keeps doing these rallies. He's already got those voters. Those are his base. Well, that's true. But even with the base, you've got to get them out on election day to vote. I mean,
exactly.
You know, talks about the polling and everything. I can poll you 100 times and you can tell me you're going to vote for the same person every time. But if you actually don't do it on election day, then it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So he is able to galvanize and intensify that support for him at those rallies so that we know those people will go out and vote. And the second thing is people forget this. Every TV media camera is on him at these rallies. So he's not just talking to the people at the rallies. He's being piped into millions of TVs across America. And that also has two things. He gets to get his message out, and it also intensifies those people so that they will go out on Election Day.
Rich, he's a ratings juggernaut. I mean, he's got the it factor. And that's why the TV camera, as much as they hated to do it, they had to follow him, because with Donald Trump came ratings. And ratings means revenue and popularity for them, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we did a kind of an estimate in 2016 and calculated that, you know, the president ended up with about $5 billion of unearned media time. No candidate has ever been able to do something like that. He knows the media. He knows how to, you know, use the media as a tool to get his message out. And he's a master at it. And I think that was one of the things that surprised a lot of people in 2016, and that they didn't anticipate or give him credit for, was his ability to capture messages and sound bites and communicate to the people in a way that it resonated with them, that this outsider, this guy who's never served a political day in office, has been able to win the highest office in our land.
Well, it really says something and speaks to the guttural instinct of the voter politic, Rick. And that is, for many years, they thought that we were just not getting, what we deserved, that we really needed somebody with some business acumen, a true CEO to come in. I mean, especially after we went through 8 years with a junior senator who comes into office. I don't think he ever signed the front of a check in his entire life. He only signed the back part of a check. And, you know, his decisions that he made, you know, throughout the 8 years, they were destructive, you know, to the middle class, our health care. They took over our health care system based on theory, turned it on its head to such a degree that Donald Trump is still trying to clean it up. And I'll never forget, and this was quite profound for me, Rick, I don't know if you remember this or not, this was the first week that he was in the Oval Office. He kind of came outside the office and was walking down the portico there. And the media was outside, and they said, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going? How's it going?" And he had this rather weary look on his face, which was rare. They asked, "How's it going?" And he goes, "It's a mess." And the look on his face reminded me of dealing with bankruptcy attorneys, you know, when they go in and they open the body of the business and they go, "Oh, it's metastasized, man. This thing is dead." And that was the same look that I saw in his face.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, and I write it in my book, one of the interesting things of him coming to Washington, and I think one of the hardest parts that I felt he was going to have is exactly that, dealing with Congress. Because part of the reason he was elected, a large part of the reason, is because the people resonated with the idea that they were tired of do-nothing politicians that would make promises and not keep those promises, and not only that, not do anything to actually help these people. And it's hard, because Washington is a trap. You know, people get caught up in the power, the intrigue, you know, how they can, you know, set themselves up, for the future. And so they lose sight of who they're actually representing and who their voters are. And when the president came to town, he wanted to change all that, and he's doing and has done a tremendous amount of that. There's always more to do, especially given the decades of government ineptness that we've, you know, encountered. So I just hope he uses that same energy once he's reelected to really take it, you know, to government and really start, you know, being able to. And he's done so much from a policy point of view. And that's what's so fascinating about this, is that, you know, a lot of people just love the policy work that he's done. He came to Washington with the campaign promises, and he lived up to those promises. And that is one of the most important aspects, because we haven't had leaders, political leaders particularly, that have done that. And so,
exactly.
I think, you know, as he moves forward, this is going to be very impactful, and I think this is going to be a great endorsement for why he deserves a second term.
Well, hopefully the people give him the support that he needs, that he gets reinforcements. If you allow Nancy Pelosi to have the gavel in her hand to control the House once again, we'll be on another impeachment merry-go-round. I mean, here we are. We're in a war with a pandemic right now, Rick, and the Democrats have done nothing to come alongside and offer any support. All we hear is all this criticism, and the things that Joe Biden has to offer are the very things that we're already doing. I mean, and we already know what he did with H1N1 and, you know, and what the Obama administration did. I mean, Trump has put this on fast speed. I mean, with warp speed going on, what he has set up for the country, the fact that going into this because of the economy, the robust economy we had, it allowed us to get over this. But the problem, the bigger problem I have is these antithetical forces want to remain antithetical when we are right now, we're in a war. They've not come alongside. I mean, they talk about being unified. Well, this is a perfect reason for us to come together as a people to realize that we've been attacked by the communist Chinese. This was not a mistake, clearly by a scientist who was able to escape, you know, communist China, who reported that this was not a mere accident. This was something that they orchestrated, and they threw this upon, you know, not only the United States, but on everyone in the world, for that matter.
Yeah, and look, I thought the president in particular did an effective job last night of showing the American people that Biden doesn't have any plans. I mean, he did a great job of kind of picking apart, as did, you know, Kristen Welker when she asked the question, that Biden just didn't have responses. I mean, particularly on the COVID response. Look, I think the president's done a phenomenal job on that. Yeah, sure. I mean, can you look back and say, okay, maybe we'll look at doing something else? Well, guess what? Nobody in the world was prepared for this. So the idea that, you know, the Democrats are criticizing him, that, you know, 200,000 people have died. What blows my mind about all this, Bill, is like, do you really think the president, you wanted that to happen? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Why are we so critical of somebody that's trying to save, you know, American lives? And look, the scientists got it wrong. So if he's supposed to be trusting his scientific advisors who are giving him this advice, then we either need to find better scientists in our country, or you've got to let the president do what he needs to do in order to be the leader and lead us through this, you know, pandemic. And so I find it, you know, very, you know, unsettling that, you know, there are people in our country that want to see the president fail in a COVID response. That's so un-American. I mean, we should be rallying around the president. We should be trying to help him,
right,
you know, figure this out. So, yeah, and like I said, I mean, with the debate last night, I thought, you know, the president did a really good job of picking apart the fact that Biden didn't have a plan either. So,
right,
you know, for all these Democrats who think that Biden is going to turn things around, I'd really question, you know, what you saw last night, because it didn't sound like he had any plans to me.
Well, what he wanted to rely on was selling fear. This is what the Democrats have sold. They've only sold fear on this deal. Fear brings you more lockdowns. It brings you more suicides, more family breakups. It is a destructive element in any kind of society. And what President Trump was offering was hope and freedom. And that we have to, just like we've done with other viruses, we have to learn to live with it. And hopefully, you know, if we get the vaccine in time, but look at the results. I mean, these numbers, but again, the Democrats for political purposes have turned this into an emotional issue, and emotion will block out, you know, the facts at times. And, but I thought it was quite refreshing that Donald Trump made that clear differential between he and Biden when it comes to COVID.
Absolutely. This was his best debate of all the debates, including those of 2016. He did a great job.
Well, Rick, the psychological damage on the people, I mean, this is not going to be anything that's going to be greatly relieved, immediately relieved, even after a vaccine. I think the ramifications of the fear that the Democrats have put upon the people, it could have some lasting effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's the thing that America needs to be careful of. But again, I respect that Donald Trump wants to be positive about this and get us out there working and moving instead of being locked down. We just can't afford to do this. As he said early on, that we can't allow the cure to be worse than the disease. Rick, congratulations on the book. It is available at all the usual places, right?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.